Yeah, I'm your airport manager. Mm-hmm. You don't need to write anything. Mm-hmm. Just relax. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand this is. We are now in Sandown.
Mm-hmm. Sandown. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You just diverted here. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what happened?
Okay. Let me see. Just because one we are flying at flight level 310 and maintain the purser in cabin just tell me about the information about she found out explosive item under a package. Package is just under one of the seats.
Oh dear. And did the controller give you permission to descend into Sandown straight away?
Because I'm not sure what the package was.
Oh,
it.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. So I have to. The first time I should descend right now at that time for because deploration according to emergency procedure in our company we have to do that.
Okay, very
after
good.
A low altitude and we also need divert to the nearest airport.
Okay, and what's the procedure after you divert when you land in this situation?
Before landing, first time I should call the ground for ground help, for ground help such as fire services and.
And what did you request? What would you request in this situation?
First time I should make a urgency call. Yeah, such as pam.
Okay.
Something else.
And I also understand you had a TCAS alert.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happened?
Well, the controller instructed me to climb to flight level 310. During climbing, the traffic alert suddenly warning.
Okay.
So something. But I'm sure it's not my fault.
Okay, no problem. Okay, let's change the topic a little bit. In your... Have you ever had a technical problem or a non-technical problem where you've had to divert? Have you been in this aircraft?
During my flight carrying... give me some...
Give me
a few moments, I think. In most cases, just before the sandstorm covered the airport, before we reach our destination, according to forecast,
mm-hmm.
no choice because according to our company rule, if the wrong, if a heavy rain or a middle to from a middle to heavy rain, you must divert to alternative. You must select a choice or a choice your alternative airport.
Okay.
For safety.
How do you find out about this information?
Before departure, we can receive such kind of information from our departure and. Something else.
Okay. And when you divert to another airport,
mm-hmm.
what happens to the passengers in this situation?
Of course, the first time I should make a passenger pronunciation to tell them about that. What happened? Just tell them. Don't worry about that. It's normal, you know.
And on the ground, what happens usually?
Of course, people. Sorry. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I'm because our company also have a radio, such as high frequency.
Mm-hmm.
We can use that equipment to tell our dispatcher about we can get the weather information or tell them what our intention is.
Okay.
Or something like that.
And do the passengers usually wait for the same aircraft to depart? Or what happens?
Yeah.
Because they're not at their destination.
I know. Many passengers, you know, in China, airline company, most of the situation is waiting on the ground for some time.
What about if there's a long delay? Do they? Is there any procedure?
That kind of
thing. And do they get maybe transferred to another
airline? Sometimes. If the destination is nearest to the alternative airport, of course we can use a ground vehicle to transport to the destination. That's an easy problem. Besides, we can arrangement a passenger for a hotel and something like that.
What about the aircraft? Now the schedule for the aircraft has changed. What usually happens there to make up the time?
Usually we're just waiting on the ground just for the instruction from our company,
okay.
Especially from dispatcher.
Thank you. No, that's fine.